This is The Warblers, a Birds Canada podcast. Picturing the entire country, what should I plant if I want hummingbirds generally?
So hummingbirds love kind of those orange and red flowers that I just talked about, not just orange and red. So you can think of things like spotted jewelweed, for example, that can grow in basically every bird garden zone across Canada, except zone 7 and 11. But instead, you might consider planting prairie smoke. I literally just picked some up yesterday, and we're just going to plant that at the front near our driveway where our like hanging address number sign is. So anything that really has nectar for birds.
All right. How about warblers?
Warblers. So a lot of warblers of them are primarily insectivores, right? Like they eat insects in those warmer months. But actually, instead of going the food route, I'm going to pivot a little bit. I'm going to suggest having a water feature, like a small bird bath or a little creek or a shallow pond. And you'd honestly be really surprised by what you find there. You can find Tennessee warblers, black-throated blues, yellow rump, McGilvrys, you name it. These warblers are migratory. They need that clean, safe area to rehydrate and bathe. Or even some species like common yellowthroat, you'd often find them nesting in areas close to water. And so it's not just food. It's also very much about water too.
New gardeners, it works. In my garden, I put some water out this spring, and I got a black and white warbler and an American red star, both of them just bathing, having a drink, and then continuing their journey. It works.
Beautiful. That's amazing. Oh, I want that.
Success stories.
Yes, Andreas, why didn't you tell me that?
I have a ton, you know, but I need to keep compartmentalized. I cannot, you know, just start sharing stories about birds all the time.
True. You have to divvy them out bit by bit, or else we might run out 6 months into this.
Exactly. Then I become boring, and then I'm not the host for the warblers anymore. And so,
dear.
You need to stock up on those cocktail party snippets. I had an American red star. Did you know?
Tra-li-la-la. Okay, I've got one more that I want to know about. So all of Canada, I want woodpeckers.
Woodpeckers are awesome. And okay, a question for you two. When you think about woodpeckers, what do you think about?
I picture your classic. Habitat. Okay, yeah. Like my brain instantly goes to the downy or hairy woodpeckers. So I'm picturing like a wooded deciduous forest kind of thing.
Yeah. My brain is tropical, so it goes to many funny places, but in general goes to like huge trees with a lot of little crevices and places to search.
And what's kind of the behavior that you would associate with woodpeckers?
Oh, pecking.
Perfect. Tap, tap, tap. That's your answer. Drumming on trees? Yeah. Shelter. How do we actually provide plants that give shelter to birds? How do we do that for hiding from predators or protection from the elements? So cavity nesters, like our woodpeckers, they need those trees. They need trees that support those holes for their nests. And year-round residents in, say, northern Canada, not just Ontario, like blackback woodpeckers or downy woodpeckers, like you said, plant trees. Plant white or paper birch. You can grow in basically every single bird garden zone except number 3. In that area, you might consider planting western white pine instead. And so kind of building that structural diversity into the plan for your outdoor space, it can really help everyone attract that diversity of species. It can help you attract those hummingbirds, those warblers, and those woodpeckers. Maybe you have warblers that are using those really tall tree canopies, or maybe you have woodpeckers that are nesting in the holes of those trees, down to kind of that ground cover that more ground-dwelling birds like your towhees or your sparrows need for cover and protection too.
The Warblers is a podcast of Birds Canada. Our goal is to bring you the information you need to discover, enjoy, and protect birds. If you like what you hear, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with everyone you know. Birds Canada relies on the support of donors like you. To learn more or to make a donation, visit birdscanada.org. And if you give, please note the podcast in the comment box.